I want to talk about the Watches and Wonders Fair that's going to happen at the end of this month, March 27th, and it goes till April 2nd. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Watches and Wonders Fair is, it's the biggest watch gathering in Switzerland. It brings about 40 to 50 different brands. Those brands include A. Lange & Söhne, Alpina, Angelus, Arnold & Son, Baume & Mercier, Bogart, Bell & Ross, Cartier, Chanel, Charles Huber, Chariol, Chopard, Chrono Swiss, Cyrus, Genève, Chepek, Ferdinand Berthoud, Frederick Constant, Grand Seiko, Groenendaal, Hautland, Hermès, Hublot, Heissig, IWC, Yves Le Coultre, Laurent Ferrier, Louis Monet, Montblanc, Oris, Panerai, Parmigiani, Patek Philippe, Paguinet, Piaget, Rebellion, Resonance, Roger Dewey, Rolex, Rudis Silva, Speakmarin, Tag Heuer, Trilobe, Tudor, U-Boat, Ulysse Nardin, Vacheron Constantin, Van Cleef & Arpels, and Zenith. It's phenomenal how far the watch industry has come, not just with releases, not just with models, not just with design, but in terms of the independent brands. A lot of the brands I mentioned are independent brands, and they've only been around 10 years, some 5 years. Some are very, very new. In my day, when I was in retail, it took some of the brands that were independent 20 years to get to where these brands that have, you know, now become well-known amongst watch circles, only 5 years. So the progression has just been incredible. In Geneva, specifically when I was in retail, I used to do all the buying. So I used to go to what it was called SIHH, which I think is what the Watches and Wonders Fair really replaced, where you have booths that serve as almost boutiques for these brands. A lot of the press, it's appointment only. A lot of appointments are taken with retailers, but this is really a very prestigious gathering. It's definitely chaotic, and say 50% more brands than there were when I was in retail, because you didn't really have independent brands exhibiting there. You had mostly Richemont Group brands, which I've mentioned, IWC, Cartier, and such, but nothing really like what we see now, well, like brands like Trilobe or Groenendaal or Hautland or Chepek or another brand that won the 2022 GPHG Award, Ferdinand Berthoud. You know, you don't see those brands. You wouldn't see those brands 20 years ago, 15 years ago at an SIHH like you would now. They would take much longer to sort of be recognized. That's where we are. The digital age, I think, has advanced things for us, because now we can, where we had to wait and read reviews of the SIHH fair, now we can watch videos. We can see things live. If they're doing a live viewing, let's say on Instagram, they're doing, you know, whatever they're doing, a reel, they're doing whatever they're doing. We can see it as it happens and get it in real time, which is wonderful. And I love that about social media. I love how it's built up so much more awareness about watches. I just wish more people would respect other people's space, because it definitely has become crazy on the opposite extreme, where everyone knows what you're wearing now. They don't really have to do much research, you know? It's in your face all the time. And obviously with now the Moon Swatch and it being such a huge cult hit and bringing in more awareness for watches and more people, who never thought they could dip their toe or have even just a small experience with something greater than a drugstore, you know, $20, $15 watch, where they can now be a part of something that's more real. But this watch fair is wonderful. This is the first year that they're actually going to let the public come and walk the fair on the 1st and 2nd of April that is allotted for the public. So I don't think you can take appointments, although they may have specific times where maybe you can walk inside the booths, but I'm not too sure about that. I will make sure to include a link so you can get more info from the Watches and Wonders official website. But yeah, there's going to be different events taking place as Watches and Wonders will take over the center of Geneva in specific watch boutiques. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be, you know, live music. There's going to be all kinds of different things that one can get themselves involved in if they want to attend. I feel watches are really front and center. You know, it's interesting how I think there's an article today that somebody had sent me from Apple News, how pre-owned Rolexes are hotter than the stock market. You know, it's a safer bet than the stock market. It's for me, it's not surprising because I think during the pandemic, a lot of people had much more time and disposable money. They weren't spending money like they would if there wasn't a pandemic where they just were forced to stay home and they weren't going out to dinner. They weren't engaging in vacations and all sorts of other luxuries that they would normally do. And so a lot of people had disposable income. A lot of people were online. A lot of people would shop online. And I think the watch market grew a lot because of the pandemic. And if you want to get yourself really immersed into watches, this is an exciting time of year because the Watches and Wonders Fair, you've heard the brands that I just spoke about that are participating. These are all great brands. Mostly, a lot of them are mainstream luxury brands, but these are the most desired brands in the world, the most collectible brands in the world, the most talked about brands in the world, and some of them are not. Some of the names you heard are not names that people would ever be familiar with. Some of even the mainstream brands that I talked about are not brands that a lot of people are familiar with. You have to really sort of be keeping up with what's going on to know the mainstream brand, let alone the independent luxury brands. But if you want to get yourself immersed more into watches and you want to find out more about the latest novelties before they become more talked about, which is usually, you know, there's a lot of hype now amongst the people who are participating in the fair, journalists, retailers, bloggers, influencers. I'm talking about the public itself, about the public really, you know, the mainstream public that are not in the industry talking about this. Usually by, you know, August, you start hearing, you know, people that are not, you know, they don't really have their pulse, I would say, on watches, but they're interested. They start talking about things or they start asking questions to me about, hey, what do you think of this? Or I heard this is coming out. But this is the time to really look at these brands and figure out what's going on. I'm sure the Watches and Wonders thing, they'll have videos. I'm sure they'll have live streams. I'm sure they'll have, you can see Q&As and all sorts of panel discussions and stuff like that if you want to. Again, I don't know specifically, but you can go to their website and get that information. But this is great that they're letting the public participate. It's a great way of getting people to come together, especially now that we're kind of, you know, over COVID and people are traveling and they're resuming to normal everyday life. I think this is great to get people to interact with each other, to be together, to discuss things, to have, you know, just open minds and you know, it's amazing. I'll tell you, like, I've been doing this for 30 years. I thought there's nothing really, I mean, not that I would ever think there's never anything I'm ever going to learn. No, the day I stop learning is the day I stop doing this business. And in the last 2 or 3 years, it's been incredibly refreshing because there's so much I've learned about independent brands. And that would never have happened if I didn't, you know, become a professional writer for a major luxury watch magazine. I think I would have just been more stuck in the brands that we all, I mean, of course I like independent brands, but it's never been, they're so expensive and so out of reach that it's never really been something that interests me. But I also work with some authorized dealers who have a lot of these independent brands that are being talked about, that are getting their day in the sun, that are winning awards. And it's just, you know, totally restored my faith in the watch industry, and it's restored and it's made me excited and passionate again. Not that I ever lost that, but it was getting stale for a while. And that's what I love about this. It's like the newness and the freshness and the anticipation, like what's Rolex going to come out with? You know, are they going to come out with the GMT? What's Tudor going to come out with? What's Patek going to come out with? Like, those are the mainstream brands that most people know and hear about and talk about with or without watch fairs all year round, right? Like, they just want to know. They have to know. For all you newbies who have come in on board and wanting to learn more about watches, definitely check out their website. Look at the brands that are participating. Look at the brands you don't know. Check out their websites, you know? There's so many interesting things that are coming out. There's so many different ways that you can display time. There's so many different innovations, even beyond the complicated things. Even the way people, I'm just in awe of the artistry that goes on just to display hours, minutes, and seconds to the most basic functions of a watch, right? I'm blown away with the mastery of some of these watchmakers who just take it to another level with finishing and applications and you know, alloys that are being used and materials and so many movements that are being developed and engineering that goes into it and the R&D. And you know, you're talking about, these things are little machines. They all tell a unique story, you know, and I think that's why watches is probably one of the most personal accessories one can wear, that says so much about you without saying a word. So definitely check out the Watches and Wonders website. If there's something you see that captures your interest, definitely drop me a line. I'm always available. I do charge $150 consultation fee for my time. I hope you have a great day. Rock on. Fly back and stay healthy.